Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, my friends, and that topic is simply favor in your face. Favor in your face. Think about the messages our faces convey on a daily basis. If you ride on a subway or a train or an airplane and you see someone with a frown on their face, are they looking concerned or confused or worried or stressed? You don't have to hear them say one word. You see it all in their faces. If you make it to the office or see a friend of yours, by the look on their face, you would ask them the questions, what's wrong? Or is everything okay? Our faces send powerful messages, and from a business perspective, if we use our faces the right way, it can be one of the most powerful recruiting tools we ever hope to have. It's all in the art of managing our faces. FACE is our acronym today to communicate the four key components of how we should utilize our faces to grow our businesses. The first component is our face should always be friendly. That's the F in our FACE acronym. Our faces should always be friendly. We accomplish this with smiles. As much as you can, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to smile as often as you can every day, especially when you're around other people. Smiles are attractive. Smiles are magnetic. And the person that smiles is typically one that people feel like they can talk to, they can communicate with, they can have a build a rapport or relationship with. Now, you may ask the question, how would we smile when things may be going wrong? You may read a text message and it might say something that is not positive. You ever see someone that reads a text message and they're looking at the message and all of a sudden a smile comes across their faces? By the same token, there are some people who look at a text message and a look of worry comes across their face. Well, keep this in mind. There is always power within you to fix every problem. Power lies within to fix every problem. That means that any challenge you might see is only a temporary one. Face that challenge with a smile. Also, remember that you've got the patience to wait on the results. That things may not look great immediately, but the patience is within you to wait on great results. So there's no reason not to smile. And also remember, there is a power to you having the persistence to getting better every day. No matter what challenge you face, no matter what obstacle may come your way, there is nothing that's going to make you quit. There's nothing that's going to cause you to accept defeat. There's nothing that's going to cause you to be down in the dumps. Because of that, because persistence lies within and power lies within and patience lies within, there is no need not to smile. Yes, my friends and neighbors, people should nickname you Smiley, because every time they see you, there should be a bright, bubbly smile on your face. The A in our FACE acronym is your faces should be approachable. Yes, our faces should be approachable. We accomplish this with eye contact. When you make eye contact with someone, it lets them know that you trust them, that they can trust you. It gives them the open door to come to you. I mentioned the dogs I have, the Basset Hounds, and dogs have to operate primarily on nonverbal communication. If I'm walking in a room and I make eye contact with my dog, he will walk toward me. If I don't make eye contact, he won't. And there's a power to eye contact, even as it relates to human interaction. Most of the time, people want to avoid a conversation. And because of that, the best way to avoid conversations is to not make eye contact. However, in business, we want conversations. We want to meet new people. We want to have great relationships. We want to find out those strangers that we've never met and then turn them into friends. You do this by making eye contact. Yes, my friends and neighbors, make a habit of looking people in the eye, not just when you're speaking to them, but even when you're not. Pay attention to faces. Babies are great at this. Little toddlers will stare at people all day long. Now, I don't mean stare a person person down, but definitely make eye contact. They're great at looking at people they've never met before, and they're intrigued by the faces they see. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, never be afraid to make eye contact, because by doing so, you will typically make yourself more approachable. Then the C in our face acronym shows us how to use our faces for caring. Yes, for caring. How is it accomplished? Simply by nodding our heads. What is popular in the Japanese culture, they bow as a symbol of respect and honor to people who they meet. It's a part of what they do. In the American culture, we don't bow, we nod our heads. And the nod of our head is a symbol of respect, a symbol of courtesy, a symbol of kindness. I challenge you to make a habit of it, because when you nod your head, I assure you, someone will nod their head back in your direction. And then finally, my friends, our faces should express energy. Now, the way to accomplish this is not nonverbal. It's simply by saying hi or hello or how are you? Have a great day. Just like bullets are the most powerful aspect of a gun, your mouth is the most powerful aspect of your face. So my friends and neighbors, if we are using our faces to smile and to show concern and care by nodding our heads and making effective, positive eye contact, then what happens? An energy exudes on the inside of us that makes it easy for us to say hi and hello. When that happens, who knows what could take place from there? You could meet the person who unlocks the door to phenomenal success for your business. Remember, Abe Lincoln said it once, and I think he said it best. A stranger is simply a friend I've yet to meet. You never know how wonderful your life can be just by opening yourself up to having a future and a fortune and a favor in your face. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can receive discounts on soft skills training through Success Training Institute. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.